Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we bring you part one of all the glitz and glamour of the biggest awards night in the radio and audio calendar, the ARIAs. We've got red carpet highlights for you, the winners' speeches, and backstage interviews for the first 11 awards of the night, including two very special awards that were a great surprise to their recipients. Before we dive into the ceremony itself, let's hear from Dick and Dom, who were on the red carpet as everyone was arriving.
The legend that is, and the reason I listen to the radio all the time, Ken Bruce.
Thank you so much.
Hi, why are you here tonight?
I am lucky enough to be nominated in one category.
Which is?
It's for a show I did about drumming.
Close to my heart, I'm a drummer.
Appreciate that. For Jazz FM, so I'm really happy about that. It's a specialist
amazing
little program.
Okay.
I'm also going to be delivering a prize to somebody.
Surely you've won quite a lot of radio awards over the years, though.
No, hardly any, because nobody likes me. No, honestly. No, I've hardly had any over the years because I keep my head under the parapet.
Yeah, that's the way. Fellow Virgin Radio UK presenter,
hey,
Andrew
girls.
Scammers.
How are you?
Why are you here?
Why not? I'm here to present an award.
Okay, what's the award you're presenting?
Audio something or other.
Oh, that's very good.
Speech audio thing.
How's your new podcast going? Looks
it's
great.
It's actually really great. Yeah.
I'll give a shout out. What's it called?
Shout out. It is produced by Audio Always, who actually have a nominee in the category that I'm presenting for Help I Sexted My Boss. Our podcast is called Get a Grip.
Okay.
And it's with myself and Vicky Patterson. Yep. And it is
you
spicy.
Must laugh constantly the
we
whole time.
We do laugh. Yeah. We laugh until we wee, which is the barometer of a good time as far as I'm concerned.
Good luck tonight. I hope it goes well. I hope you don't get your words wrong.
I hope I don't get any words
wrong. Don't cock it up.
It is best live event coverage.
Nice.
Right.
Which is more Molly's award than mine. I'm just
really
here.
Not.
Why?
It's for Pedal Power, which was a comic relief challenge.
Oh, yes.
That I did last year, but it was very much a double.
It's no cycling, guys.
10 minutes.
She did all of the cycling, London to Hull via Manchester.
What?
10 hours of cycling a day for 5 days.
Yeah.
I followed in a van.
Lazy.
But doing a bit of radio.
That exhausting medium.
Well, what I would say. Dom,
now here, you're here with a midge on your face.
Thank you.
See, double X.
Oh my gosh. We've been trying to introduce a third party. We didn't think a midge was going to be it. Obviously, the radio bit was down to me. The award is a radio award. In many ways, moulded very little radio that way.
Oh, right. So it is your award.
Yeah,
oh,
you convinced me.
She just sat there pedalling away whilst you were grafting away on the radio.
No, you two are absolutely right. It is my award.
Tell us what award you're nominated for tonight.
We're up for Best Creative and Technical Innovation.
Yes. Well, big one.
I don't know what that means, but basically we did a really weird Halloween week where somebody, me, got killed, and then I came back and played a Scottish detective very terribly.
Right.
So I can't believe we've been nominated for that.
Fantastic. And what's the best podcast on the market at the moment, aside from your own work, of course? Is there anyone that you particularly listen to, any of you?
I mean, I love GK Barry. I'm obsessed with that, and I love Chloe Burrows. Who do you like?
I listen to loads of podcasts. I listen to This Might Get Weird. It's one of my favourites.
Yes.
It's two girls, two American girls. I love that one. It's amazing.
Okay.
I listen to The Rest Is Entertainment and The Kill List. Yes. Not finished The Kill List yet, but that's great. Enjoying that.
Nice. There's so much out there tonight.
Real podcast nerds with me.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's good stuff.
A big thanks to Dick and Dom there having fun on the red carpet. Now it's time to get into the ceremony itself with your hosts Clara Amfo and Gok Wan.
Welcome to the ARIAs 2025 at the Odeon Luxe in Leicester Square.
Please welcome to the stage your hosts for this evening, Clara Amfo and Gok Wan.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We are so honoured to be here to celebrate the very best in audio and radio.
And the people that make it happen, the very best presenters, producers, teams, radio stations and platforms in the last 12 months. Come on, you can give yourself a big cheer for that.
Yes.
Yes, people. Now, we've certainly been very, very busy, and there's a lot to celebrate here at the Arias. Tonight has been organised by the Radio Academy, who have dedicated their time to recognising and promoting excellence in UK broadcasting and audio production. Their work includes industry engagement, the annual Radio Academy Festival, supporting professionals in all stages of their careers, mentoring, training and development, and much, much more.
That's right. Please welcome the Managing Director of the Radio Academy, Aradhana Tayo Leach, and the Chair of the Radio Academy, Helen Thomas. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. You all look absolutely fabulous. As you know, we are here to celebrate the very best in class from the world of UK audio and radio over the last 12 months. And what an incredible year it has been. In a frantic society where time seems to be speeding up and there are ever more demands on our attention, audio continues to go from strength to strength. This is thanks to smart innovation, superb content, stellar presentation, and outstanding production. Competition between us all is great. It drives transformation and creativity. But we should never forget that we are strongest when we stand together as a sector, with the Radio Academy at the centre of that.
If you believe in supporting an organisation that opens access to skills and career development, builds and nourishes our production community, celebrates the impact and the importance of audio in society, and highlights the massive strengths and power of UK audio on a global stage, then I urge you to lean forward and get properly involved in the Radio Academy, both as individuals and as representatives of whichever company you work for, large or small. Support our initiatives with your expertise and back your audio industry body. It's a win for our industry, for your company, and for all the individuals involved. And tonight, a huge thank you to the fabulous teams at the Radio Academy and TBI Media who brought us tonight's Arias 2025 ceremony. And a special thanks to our sponsors who make tonight possible. Xperia All In Media, Arqiva, Audible, BBC Sounds, Carver PR, Marketeers, News Broadcasting, PPL, PRS for Music, Radio Times, Radio News Hub, and RCS. Thank you to our sponsors. My thanks also to Gok and Clara, and to all our judges, Chair of Judges, Bob Shannon, and Chair of the Awards Committee, Adam Uteman.
And of course, thank you all for entering. This wonderful evening simply wouldn't be possible without you. So huge congratulations to every single person that is nominated. Have a fabulous evening and best of luck to you all.
Now, our first award is for Best Music Entertainment, supported by PPL and PRS for Music. This one recognises the best of the best for show or presenter who combines an in-depth knowledge of their audience and brilliance in delivering perfect entertainment content.
That's it. To present the award before they get all the gossip backstage, please welcome Dick and Dom.
The bronze goes to Scott Mills, BBC Radio 2.
Well done.
Well done, Scott. The silver goes to Ruthie Henshaw, Sea Deck People, Magic Radio.
Well done, Ruthie.
Nice one, Ruthie.
And the gold goes to Barry Island Discs, Gavin and Stacey's big song send-off, Listen, for BBC Radio Wales.
Hello. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm shaking. I can't believe Barry Island Discs have won against all those amazing names up there. I think Gavin and Stacey was a gift kind of to the whole of the UK, but I think Wales in particular, and I think we've loved sharing kind of the Welsh warmth and the Welsh humour. around the UK, and I'm not Welsh, as you can tell by my accent, but when I moved to Wales 5 years ago, I didn't think I would end up living in Barry Island itself. It's lush it is. It's just lush. This programme was so much fun to make, and I need to thank the cast for being so generous, giving us 10 minutes here and there in a really busy schedule, but also the people of BBC Radio Wales, so Caroline, Neil and Bridget, who commissioned it and gave advice throughout. But my even bigger thanks goes to Kelly Redmond, who is the exec producer on it, who is here, working at Listen at the time, who led the project from start to finish and really fought some really tough battles. So thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Now, our next award is Best New Presenter, supported by News Broadcasting. This award celebrates the exciting new voices who've wasted no time grabbing the attention of audiences, and they are so fresh that it's like they've been picked from the radio talent tree.
That's right. So please welcome a man who is no stranger to presenting the biggest shows on radio and TV. Now, with BBC Radio 6 Music, it is the glorious Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, guys. I was reminding myself of when I was a new presenter, and I got given some really nice advice from Sir Terry Wogan, famously very good on the radio. And I was really new and really nervous and really scared, and I said to him, you know, I'm really scared, some days I'm really worried, and some days it's rubbish, and then I go home and I hate myself for 24 hours. And he was like, I won't do an impression, but he said, that's why radio is special, because it's real. You know, it's life. Some days aren't going to be brilliant. Some days are going to be excellent and you're going to love it. And some days will be hard. And I thought that was like wonderful advice to get at the start of my radio career. And now when I have a bad show, I call it a bad Terry day in his honour. Bronze goes to Bronwyn Lewis from BBC Radio Wales. The silver goes to Mae Robson at BBC Sounds Audio Lab. And the gold goes to Scout Zofia Bolton from Prison Radio. Welcome, massive congrats.
Oh, my word. I was not expecting to even be a runner-up, so I didn't prepare a single thing. So I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. Thank you to everyone at Prison Radio Association. I love you so much. All the crew, everyone. I want to say I love you to my children, Gus and Jude. And I can't see you, Jonathan, that's my partner. You are so supportive, and I love you so much. Thank you, so much. Thank you.
Well done. Yes. Woohoo!
Best Music Entertainment Award.
Our wonderful little show had such heart, and it was such a joy to make. This lady brought it to us, the idea.
How did the idea come about?
I was sitting at my kitchen table with my husband, and we were thinking, the music is part of Gavin and Stacey. It's the bits, it's the warmth, it's the humour. We work in radio, we work in music radio. Let's put something on the radio.
It's just it's a joyful project to make, and we're so blessed to do what we do.
Best new presenter is here, Scout. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Has it sunk in yet?
It will sink in when I'll wake up in the middle of the night. This is going to be my nightstand.
What?
Where did that come from?
Now, when did it all start for you, your journey to radio?
I was in prison.
Oh, right.
I was in prison. Let's just get it out there. I've got a schizoaffective disorder. Uh-huh. And in a manic phase, I've gone into a shop with a toy gun because I thought I was in a film of my own life.
Right.
And that's armed robbery. I'd gone into a shop with a toy gun and said, give me your money. That's real. Mm-hmm. So I got put in prison and I realised that they did the National Prison Radio from the prison I was in, HMP style.
Yeah.
So my cellmate, Holly, she was working there. She went, I'll get you in. I started working there, and on my first day, I just knew I was with my people. I started just monologuing about Elliot Smith just to my colleague, Ellen, who I'm sat next to up there. And that was it. And then when it was time for me to be released, they were like, stay in touch. You've got to stay in touch. And it's all just gone from there.
Our next award is for Best Music Breakfast Radio Show.
Now, to present this award, an extraordinary poet, author and presenter, an award winner. Please give it up for Lady Unchained!
Hello, hello, hello. So nerve-wracking. All right, and the bronze goes to Bowie at Breakfast, Clive One. The silver goes to Bold Builders, Breakfast Fix Radio. And the winners are Boogie in the Morning, 4-1.
Wow.
Thank you so much to all the judges. Well done to all the other nominees. They were amazing, every one of them. This is my lovely team. This is Arlene and Marty.
Sorry.
Hi.
I haven't run that fast since I was about 12.
We were so lucky to win this last year. We didn't expect to win it last year, and we really didn't expect to win it this year.
So have you got a speech?
No. No, but thank you for making us a winner. Oh, make me a winner. There's an idea. Text cash to 61054. I think we're legally obliged to say that. Thank you to Gary Steen and Victoria Easton Riley, Michael McRae, Joe and John and Brooke and all the team back at home in Edinburgh. And we just, it's the best. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let you get on.
Thank you to the Radio Academy and to our listeners. They're amazing. Thank you so much.
Woo. Pleasure. Well done. Well done.
All right then, next up it is Speech Breakfast Radio Show supported by Radio News Hub. Now, these nominees are those superheroes who are able to hold captivating and engaging conversations at a time of day when most of us can barely function without our caffeine. They are that good.
With the next award to hand over, please welcome TV and magic radio presenter, Sonali Shah. Come on in, Sonali.
Good evening to the best radio people on the planet. The bronze goes to Times Radio Breakfast, Times Radio. The silver goes to Today, BBC Radio 4. And the gold goes to the Kevin Duala Breakfast Show, BBC Radio Merseyside.
It's an absolute honour to be in the category with all of the nominees, with all of the legacy shows. You know, we've been on the air for less than a year, so to be standing here is an understatement. It really, really is. There's so many people to thank. We've got a stalwart at BBC home with Angela Heslop, who was phenomenal. She's also one of our late producers. Lucinda Moore as well. Kat and Caroline, the producers that always contribute to the Kevin Duala Breakfast Show. I've got to say thank you to all of our bosses as well. Chris Burns, Andrew Hobson, Kate Squire, Jason Horton. Thank you very much indeed. Actually, Steve Coleman actually was up there. He threw me in the deep end. There you go. He threw me in the deep end and said, Kev, can you come up from Brighton and drive the desk and do the show? I didn't know what I was doing. I learnt it really quick. So thank you for pushing me in the deep end, Steve. But my executive editor, Ben Anderson, thank you very much indeed, Ben, because after all of our meetings, me and Ben would look at each other and we would always say, we're doing it. But there was always a question mark after, we're doing it, are we? But Ben, I can now say to you, we're doing it. So thank you very much, Ben. And also as well, my two producers on a day-to-day basis, and I'm surprised actually they haven't told me to shut up yet, is Jess and Claire. So the team, the Kevin Duala Breakfast Show should be the Kevin Duala Breakfast Show with Jess and Claire, because I couldn't do it without you. So you two are absolutely phenomenal. And can I just say that, you know, all of our listeners have been messaging in today. I know Gawky thinking, get on with it, Kev, Christ almighty, but this is important. Sorry, this is really important.
We're from Liverpool, Gawky, you got to expect a little bit.
I've got this message today that I just want to read out to you because it's important. Local radio is important because what's going on around the world is important, but what's going on where you live is more important. Hi, Kev, Jess and Claire, very good luck tonight. Last year was the worst year of my life, but your brekkie show gave me a reason to get up every day and laugh again. That's what local radio does. It connects with the community. So we wouldn't be here without the listeners. So this award here goes to all of our listeners who have supported us and brought us here this evening.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Time now for an award that isn't in your programme this evening. This is the Judges Award 2025. So, this highly acclaimed award recognises significant contributions to the radio and audio industry and celebrates success, growth and impact. So, to tell us more, please welcome the ARIA's Chair of Judges, Bob Shannon.
Hi, everybody. It is my great honour to present the 2025 Judges Award for you. This award is decided by the judging committee for the ARIAs, and this year it goes to a recipient which over the last quarter of a century has genuinely changed the landscape of speech radio. For most of my working life, I've considered this radio station to be a fierce rival, one which has always provided a tremendous counterpoint to the work of the BBC, one which has innovated and surprised over 25 years, and which is undoubtedly experiencing its greatest period of success right now. The judging committee was unanimous in agreeing that this station deserves recognition not only for serving its audience brilliantly over the years, but for finding new ways to attract record numbers today. For 25 years of groundbreaking and continued excellence, the Judges Award 2025 goes to TalkSport.
This is a tremendous honour. Thank you so much, the Radio Academy. There's way too many people to thank. The presenters always, quite rightly, get lots of plaudits. One of them is on air, on stage with me right now, Jim White. But definitely, this award goes to the loads of people who work in production. My great colleague here, Joe, lots of them seated up there as well. The engineers, the guys in commercial, finance, everybody. Thank you so much for this. A great honour. Thank you.
Congratulations.
25 years of our friends at TalkSport. Well done, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't expect it, no? Well,
we've been there. I've been there about 20. You've been there longer than me.
How many years have you been there?
About 24 and a half. So yeah, I just missed the first 6 months. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, it felt very good to go up there. And it was a genuine surprise. I had no idea. Even when Bob started the citation and he gave me a little elbow in the ribs and I'm going, hang on, yeah, this doesn't feel right. Yeah. I would have thought I'd have got a sort of like heads up. You know?
Also, Bob's son works for us. So I reckon we've that's helped. That has helped.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Special recognition though, you know, the judge's choice.
Oh, it's very good, yeah. Delighted. It's a great old team at TalkSport. I love it. I'm on in the morning, as you know, with Simon Jordan, who is a freak of nature. But he will be delighted about this. We're all delighted. And I mean that genuinely.
Next on the agenda is the Best Speech Entertainment Award, supported by Carver PR. The judges were looking for the show that's top of its class, you know, 100% speech-based and focuses on entertainment as a genre.
So hold on a minute. People can actually get paid to talk about stuff that they really love.
That's true.
Now, they can get an award for it as well.
They sure
now,
can.
I am up for this. I think we can all agree we made the correct decisions when we were ignoring our careers teachers, right?
I was going to name her, but I'm not going. I'm just going to hiss. Right, to help us with this one, here is TV presenter, Virgin Radio breakfast presenter, and co-host of the brand new podcast, Get a Grip. Please welcome Angela Scanlon.
Yay!
Hello, everybody. My career guidance teacher suggested, because I was chatty, that I should be a nurse. And I think the NHS is better off that I was a rebellious young woman. Shall we leave it at that? And the Bronze Award goes to Help, I Sexted My Boss, Audio Always. The Silver goes to British Scandal by Wordery and Sam Is That, Audio. And the Gold goes to Josie Long, Falling Tree Productions for BBC Radio 4.
I'm not Josie Long. Sorry, she couldn't be here tonight, but I am her producer on Shortcuts and was for 12 years. And because she's not here, I can say that she is the sweetest, most talented presenter that I've worked with in my career. And every session that we did was a joy. And I'm so happy she's got this. And she's going to be over the moon. So thank you. I'm going to get off.
You're welcome. Massive love to Josie.
Big up, Josie.
Moving on now to the Best Comedy Award, recognising the stars who bring the lols with Noah Poles. Now making people laugh is a very hit and miss affair, as our script writer for tonight will aptly demonstrate. But all of our nominees make it look so easy.
They give us all what we need on these days, you know, a smile and essentially a bit of a laugh. No stranger to both of these things, please welcome presenter, podcaster and writer, the excellent Greg James.
Yay!
Hello, everybody. Congratulations to all the winners, particularly Boogie, again. I was rooting for the Bald Builders. Yeah, I love your show. The Bronze Award goes to the brilliant Help, I Sexted My Boss, Audio Always. Silver goes to Green Wing, Resuscitated, novel for Audible. And the gold goes to The Skewer, Unusual Productions for BBC Radio 4.
Like an episode of The Skewer.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Right.
Well done, by the way.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, judges. Thank you, everybody. This is incredible. I mean, I need to thank Mohit from Radio 4, or everybody at Radio 4, Julia McKenzie, the Comedy Commissioner, and most importantly, all of our contributors who come from all walks of life to make this programme. Thank you very much.
Unusual Productions Best Comedy Award for the Skewer. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. All thank right? you both.
You happy?
Well, thank you. Were you the judges? I don't know.
Yeah. You got us to thank for this one.
We are thrilled. I mean, the Skewer has won before. But we're amazed at this, and also right. we were sitting right at the back. But this makes up for the fact that I lost in the previous category, which was Best Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that was a show where I talked about having cancer. So, Frank, don't make that face, it's fine, I'm fine now. Oh. Right? But look, honestly, so to win for comedy, you sort of go, well, I'd prefer the cancer win, if I'm honest. But this will do.
Which one's more important to you, entertainment or comedy?
Comedy, always, obviously.
Comedy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Comedy, though, difficult one to get right.
All we do is reflect what's going on, out there. So.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of material. Listen, well done tonight. I hope you're going to be back next year and get your third, right?
Third? 17th.
Right, next up is the Best Factual Single Episode Award. Now, this category, energy! this category honours those one-off shows that take a slice of real life with all of its madness and its messiness and somehow delivers it as a one-off story that's understandable, rich and compelling.
All the nominees take storytelling to the next level, so we're thrilled to have a broadcaster who's a writer, historian and BAFTA-winning filmmaker to award it. Please welcome Professor David Olusoga, OBE.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And good evening, radio people and podcast people. The bronze goes to Deep Hidden Meaning, Will.i.am, Apple Music Radio. The silver goes to Degraded by Deepfakes, Bylon 4 Investigates, BBC Radio 4. And the gold goes to Our Whole Life is a Secret, BBC Radio 4. Congratulations.
Oof, goodness me. Thank you very much. Making radio programs is obviously a team effort. Number one, I want to thank the producer and presenter, Monica Whitlock, who's unfortunately not here. Our voiceover was done by Asal Latifi. James Beard is a sound engineer. But most of all, I want to thank Layla, who trusted us to tell her story. She's a young woman growing up in Afghanistan under the Taliban. She actually sent me some words to read out this evening, so I'm just going to do that. This isn't just my story. It represents the small details of the lives of the millions of girls in Afghanistan who are neither seen nor heard. Millions are fighting for a normal life, for equality and for freedom. Change always comes in the end. None of these girls will receive awards for bravery, but they are the bravest of them all. Thank you very much.
Time for the award that salutes the best factual series. So, it's for shows that tell a real life story over two or more episodes. And these programs have got to really draw us in and make us trust them and like them. Otherwise, we get to the end of episode one, Google what happens, and we just ditch the rest of the series. But all the nominees made us come back for more.
They've just celebrated 25 years on TV, been nominated for a BAFTA, and now they've just launched their very own podcast. Please welcome Loose Women legends Jane Moore and Janet Street Porter.
Hello, you've got the two loose women with faces for radio.
You said it, not me.
Okay, so the bronze goes to The Trapped, ITN, ITV News. Well done. The silver goes to County Lines, Falling Tree Productions for BBC Radio 4.
And the winner is, the gold goes to Grenfell, Building a Disaster, BBC Radio 4.
Hello. I reported on the public inquiry into the Grenfell Tower fire for 6 years. So this obviously is really dedicated to all those people, the bereaved, the survivors, the fire brigade, all the expert witnesses who spoke to us over that time. Here are my radio lessons. Sticking with stories, that matters. Sticking with communities matters. Detail matters. However many editors tell you that no one cares about fire tests. And also, please give your staff mental health support if they're working on upsetting stories. That's it.
Time now for the Best Music Award, and this is for a show that combines exceptional musical knowledge with a passion to bring music to the audience in new ways.
To present the award, please welcome TV and KISS Radio presenter, the delightful Harriet Rose.
Woo! Come on, babe.
Oh my God, I got whoops.
That was from me. Woo!
The bronze goes to Free Flow Prison Radio Association. And the silver goes to Radio 1's Dance Party with Danny Howard, BBC Radio 1. And the gold goes to Classical Connections Radio with Alexis French, Apple Music Radio.
Wow. Okay.
This is quite amazing. I wasn't expecting this, were you?
No.
No. Wonderful to be amongst such illustrious company. Just looking around and hearing stories, and you are all incredible storytellers. Congratulations to all the nominees. And we are repping classical tonight, aren't we, Hannah?
Yeah.
My producer, Hannah, by the way, my incredible producer.
Thanks. Thank you. This is just amazing. The show is made like a pop show but represents classical music, and we really gelled together to make something truly extraordinary. So thank you so much for all the judges. Thank you so much to all the team at Apple for this. And yeah, we're just buzzing. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well done. Congratulations. Well done.
Best factual series, all about the Grenfell Tower. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This must have been a quite a lengthy project to be involved in.
Yeah, so this is the culmination of 6 years of following the public inquiry that surrounded the Grenfell Tower fire for a very, very long period. And we sort of brought all of that knowledge together and put it into this one series that hopefully people can digest.
How did the project come about?
The project came about because Kate's been following the inquiry for a long time, and then it was the culmination of the public inquiry, so we wanted to put all the lessons together into 10 parts that would be easily digestible and tell the stories of the residents and the survivors, as well as what went wrong at various levels of government and industry to cause the disaster.
It must be personally quite hard to tell a story like this.
Yeah, it's been really difficult balancing all sides, and also just everyone I know who's followed the story for so long has been personally affected by it. And so it's this really delicate balance, and hopefully over time we've got that right.
Well done for telling the story.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm repping classical tonight, myself and my incredible producer, Hannah. And this is for all our wonderful listeners, everyone who voted, of course, and just so proud to be the voice of classical on Apple Music. So this means so much.
I've been making radio for a long time, and I will proudly say I don't know everything about classical music, but that's what this show is about, and it's making it an entry point for a genre that can seem quite intimidating and quite scary. And the way we craft and build this show is to make it for just music lovers. You don't have to know everything about classical music to like know a good tune or have that like goosebump feeling when you hear like a banger. You can just feel a connection to the music, and that's what this show is
about. There's always an element of classical music that you just mentioned.
Right? As you always say, Alexis, like classical music is everywhere. It's in film, it's in TV, it's in your lives, and this show is like, we make it together like a pop show, but it's all about classical music and understanding that musicality behind it.
Now, another award that isn't in your programme. So this is a surprise to everyone in the room, including tonight's recipient of the Special Recognition Award.
Please welcome back to the stage Chair of Judges Bob Shannon to tell us some more.
Tonight, we want to celebrate a real success story that has continually kept radio in the spotlight in the UK. It's a story that has reached the front pages, kept it in the national headlines, and most importantly, touched the lives, the hearts, the minds, and the ears of listeners across the country. It's talked about in workplaces, in the battle for which station to have on, debated in letters to editors' sections right across the national press. It's been wonderful for the health of our commercial radio sector too, whose rise in recent years matches the trajectory of a network that, despite only being on air for 6 years, is now the UK's most listened to commercial radio station.
The reason why Greatest Hits Radio has been so successful is that there are a lot of people, millions of people in this country, who love their pop music, and they just felt as though they were being underrepresented, and a classic hit station, it turns out, was exactly what they wanted. And they wanted it presented by people who also love pop radio.
To me, Greatest Hits Radio is actually home now. I know a lot of radio stations don't feel like home for some people who are on them. They just feel like a place to work. But actually, I do feel very, very comfortable.
And the results are clear to show. Ratings gains every period.
It's as simple as that. We broadcast to people who love pop music radio. And we are presenters who love pop music radio.
Why has Greatest Hits Radio been so successful? Because Andy Ashton has been writing it. It has been his vision.
I'm going to be extraordinarily sincere now, which is uncomfortable for me. I wouldn't have a radio career if it wasn't for Andy Ashton. It's as simple as that. Andy saw something in me, as he did with so many people, and he drew it out of me, like a bloodlet, like a leech on some medieval person's skin.
He's not like most radio executives. He's more like an old school A&R guy, in that he finds the talent he believes in, he gets them on his team, and he lets them just get on with it.
You gave me my first big break, you encouraged me, you were a brilliant, creative, exciting, enthusiastic boss to work with, and I've got such happy memories of all the time that we spent together. And you got me started on a road that has shaped my life, and I'm so grateful for that.
Tenacious, mischievous, this is a word that's often overused in pop culture since Jim Rockford, but a maverick without question. A massive fan of Wagamama's katsu curry, as I seem to recall.
Frequently, you know, I come off the air and Andy's in town, he'll say, have we got time for a quick meeting? And I know exactly what he means. After one of those meetings, I broke a bone in my foot, but I'll say no more about that.
I love you, mate. Absolutely love you. See you at the bar. You're buying.
And to present the award, please welcome the iconic Ken Bruce.
Hello, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Bob. And it won't come as a huge surprise, do you know, to learn that the special recognition award tonight goes to the network content director of Greatest Hits Radio, my boss and my friend, Andy Ashton.
Wow, I'm absolutely flabbergasted. This is a great honour. Thank you so much. I've been in radio for a good while now, but I've had an extraordinary time. I've been so lucky in my career, so lucky to work with so many incredible people, such great talent. I'm just so honoured and so grateful for this. Thank you so much. I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what else to say, but I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well done. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Special recognition, Andy Ashton, congratulations.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted. I've been in radio since I was 18, oh, so wow, I'm 53 okay. Now, so yeah, whatever
yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
I just love radio, and I love the spontaneity of it. You know, to have talent like Ken and Simon, I mean, they're absolute legends and top of their game. Oh, my God, my wife's here as well. This is...
Surprise!
I'm so incredibly proud. He's amazing, and he's an absolute gentleman in life, so he absolutely... Okay.
And never stops working.
Never stops working.
This is really in our marriage, me, him and radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for this week. Next week, we'll be back with more winners from the night and backstage interviews with Dick and Dom. Plus, I chatted to some young people at the start of their audio careers who came along to our pre-awards networking drinks. If you're going along to the podcast show in London today, 21st of May, or tomorrow, come and see us at Stand J9. We've got biscuits. And it's somewhere just to come and chill. Come and say hi if you're coming along. Otherwise, I'll see you next week.